Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
All right, friends, it's Miss Rachel, and I'm here with Brian and Reverend Lauren, and we are catching some time this week. So, Lauren, it's Holy Week.
I can't believe it.
It's a long week. Right? It's my favorite week of the year because we do so many things here at our church. I hope that you have at least gone to some of the things, done Palm Sunday, waved those palms, done the upper room with the students. We've also got Stations of the Cross, and we have a Walk with Jesus where the kids can, we have the parent guide where they can bring their kids through it.
Absolutely.
I hope that you've, even if you've done it before, Stations of the Cross, I hope you come back and do it again because it's going to hit different each time.
Every year.
It's going to be different.
And there's so much to catch time with this week.
Yes.
But we also want to give you some prompts. We want to give you some opportunity to jump in with us. So, Lauren, what's the theme?
Where are we at?
You know, it had to be a good one for Holy Week. It had to be something a little unexpected, and we're bringing that. So this week the theme is praying on your knees.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
So listen, hear me out.
Okay. Yeah.
So praying on your knees is unusual.
Yeah.
And it can be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
Praying on your knees, though, is one of the few things that, as the church has continued on for 2,000 years now, has been a common denominator. It has been a common practice of how people show reverence. And so far before Jesus even came, people were doing that when they were in front of God.
Yeah.
To behold God's presence was just a lot. And sometimes your knees, you know,
can't handle it.
So
oh my goodness.
We're encouraging the church to think about when you come to Holy Week, change your prayer posture.
Mm.
And, you know, not everyone can pray on their knees, and we get that.
Yeah.
So whatever is accessible and comfortable and doable, but puts you just a little bit outside of your norm is kind of what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you know, have y'all ever done that? And B, what do you think comes to mind when you realize, like, when you're on your knees, is it the discomfort? Is it the rareness of how rare this is? Is it God's place and your place? God is God and we are not. Like, what are some of those things that come up in your mind? And then we can move on to the scripture and the challenge.
Immediately when you said pray on your knees, I had, you know, me and my creative brain, I think in pictures, I of a person praying that, but when they were praying, they were on their knees. I think of nighttime prayers with kids where you're not in the bed, you're kneeling before your bed and it's mom and dad with child together and you're praying next to, you know, your bed and they're all together, you know, praying. That is immediately what I thought of, is that intimate moment of we're going to say our nighttime prayers. Now I lay me down to sleep, you know, for the Lord, my soul to keep type of thing. So that's what I thought of right away.
I think of, and this is kind of weird, but like 2 years ago at Camp Impact, Corey Cox, who's one of our student leaders, was teaching and he was talking about posture. And he had two kids standing up and he's like, man, one kid standing up, one kid kneeling. And it was easier to push the kid over who was standing, right? Because your center of gravity is taller.
Yes.
He went into all this physics. He's an engineer. It was great. But when you're kneeling, your center of gravity is lower. You're harder to knock over.
Yep.
You're harder to take down. And so I take that to the spiritual context of like, when I kneel before the Lord, like I am grounding myself closer to the cross. I am trying to lower myself, make my center of gravity lower so that the things of this world aren't knocking me over. I know what's before me. I know what's ahead of me. I also think about some of the moments where I've had just deep prayer where I am kneeling, my head's down on the ground, and I'm weeping, right? Because the Lord has moved or impacted my life, which has happened every year at camp without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
I find myself on my knees praying with a kid, right, or a student. And those are powerful moments. They're holy moments.
Mm-hmm.
I also think about different churches I visited where they have the little kneel down bars, you know, you kick them down and you kneel.
Yep.
And just again, reverence. I like that word. I also think of the word presence. Like if I were, and if I close my eyes and visualize trying to pray before the Lord, I don't think I could stand. right? If I am truly trying to enter in the presence of the Lord, that is not a place where I stand equal. It is a place where I submit. It is a place where I drop to my knees. It is a place of fear and love.
Surrender.
Surrender. And those are all positive words. Submission, where I don't stand in those. I kneel. I drop. I think about, yeah, just being in the presence of the Lord. Yeah, I don't want to stand. One, I'm scared I'm going to get struck down. But two, but two, like this is my God. This is my Creator. Like, how do I show as much reverence as possible? Kneeling may not even be enough.
Yeah.
Maybe laying down. Mm. I don't know. Again, change that posture. How do you normally pray? Do something different.
Yeah.
I know a lot of my students are going to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to lay in my bed. If that's going to cause you to fall asleep, maybe not.
Maybe
you
not.
Know, maybe not. Yeah. Jesus has a call to some people who fell asleep while he was praying. So, like, but change that posture. Make it different. I think is a really cool challenge for all of us to take this week, whether it's kneeling because we can or sitting in a different chair or a different spot or I don't know. That's cool. I like that.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
That is super cool.
The reason we chose this theme for this Holy Week is especially it's the words that you've lifted up, Brian, and it's also just like the sacredness of what is all happening this week.
Yeah.
And it's a reflection of what Jesus will do this week. So on the Friday that Jesus is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, famously, he falls and drops, and it almost says like he falls down on his face. Which in the Bible is this word, like obeisance. It's like to fall down face forward. That plenty of people in the Old Testament have done that. But something about also, I picture him like in all the famous paintings, you know, like still on his knees on the Rock of Agony.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I've seen that rock in Israel, the Rock of Agony. And you just picture him. And there's something holy and also connected that when I feel like when I'm praying on my knees and I know my God has also done that.
Yeah.
Like the Son has prayed to the Father in that same way. It just feels like you can access a different part of like, okay, this is – I'm giving you everything I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is the week, y'all. If there's a week to give everything you got, like let's just go. It's Holy Week.
This is definitely it. You know, I think I have a challenge for our families, and that comes around communion. So on Monday, Thursday, we'll do communion as part of that service.
Yes.
And after you take communion, you can go to the rail and you can kneel you can pray. And I think I'd like to challenge us to do that. Not everybody's going to be able to kneel. Maybe it's you change your posture. Maybe you go outside of your normal lane and stop to the side. But kneel down and pray and say that reflective prayer.
Yeah. So let's stop right here.
Okay.
And we want you guys to sit down, make a plan to pray differently.
Yeah.
Whether that's, stepping aside, finding that space, or even just changing your posture. Make that active decision this week. Talk about it. Share it with somebody. Hold each other accountable in this. And we'll be right back. And we're back. Hopefully you guys found somebody to tell how you're going to pray differently, change up your posture. But Lauren, what's kind of our scripture for this week?
All right. So the scripture is coming from the Gospel of Matthew in the 26th chapter. And it is describing that scene that we briefly discussed earlier where Jesus comes on that Friday in grief and in preparation for what's to come. So verse 39, it says, "Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and he prayed, 'My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will.'"
Mm. I know that scripture is hard to hear sometimes, but I think it's hard because even if, right, like I have one youth pastor say this, and again, not biblically accurate, but it was impactful to me, right, of even if you were the only person on earth, he still would have endured, right? Mm. He still would have taken the cross for you.
Yeah.
And as hard as the cross is, as large as it looms on Good Friday, as dark as it feels when Christ dies, there's hope, right? Like that's what this whole Lent has been building to. Why we've given up sacrificially, why we've asked you into these challenges, why we've done this is because there is a great hope coming, and it happens on Easter Sunday. It happens, honestly, every day. But but we capture it, and we want to invite you into this. This is only a part of the story. But there is the resurrection that is coming, and we want to invite you into that because there is power, there is life, there is so much to be found. in the resurrection story. And so join us, right? Life is not done and the story doesn't end at the cross. Man, it just starts for us.
Yeah, it's only the beginning.
Yeah.
It famously says, glory is just around the corner.
Yeah, right. And
I love that. Like, yeah. Just around.
Just around the corner.
Just like we're close, y'all.
And we're almost there, right? You're at the end of Holy Week with us. And so we also just want to invite you to Easter Sunday, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, worship with us.
Worship with us. And Easter, man, like, it's like our Super Bowl. We want you here. We want to, yeah, we want to share it with you.
It's the best news you'll ever hear. So
literally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
There's no way to undercut that. No.
Uplifted, transforming. Yeah. Absolutely.
The resurrection story, gosh, we could go through all kinds of things. The resurrection story, we can't undersell it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's mm-hmm. just got that kind of power. So catch some time this week.
Absolutely.
Join us in Holy Week. Join us on Easter Sunday. We can't wait to have you. We're blessed. Yeah. We love you guys. We hope you catch some time.
Yeah. See you next time.
See ya.
Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.